With this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, October 25th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we begin forging a path to the Unidome in Cedar Falls as the round of 32 in the high school football postseason gets underway in Class A with Galen Catholic taking on the Falcons of St. Albert in a matchup played in Akron tonight. We'll have all the action for you with pregame coverage starting at 6:15 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. Kickoff will follow at 7 o'clock. You can catch all the football playoff action right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Let's go first to our sports scores and results page, taking a look at state qualifying cross-country results from around the area. Of course, Lamar's Community in Class 3A ran on Wednesday, but now it's time for the smaller schools to run yesterday. We'll start with the Class 1A state qualifying meet, this meet being held in Holstein, hosted by Ridgeview. On the girls' side, Alta Aurelia and Sioux Central were able to advance to the state tournament, finishing first and second, respectively. Galen Catholic was the only area team that was able to put forth enough runners to constitute a team score. The Jays finished in eighth with 198 points, and unfortunately, no area runners are qualifying from the Class 1A meet there. Peyton Kearns finished in 27th for Galen Catholic. She had the best finish. Paisley Tesh of the Jays was 36th. Then we had Akron Westfield's best runner, Isabella Utesh, finishing in 38th, and Elisa Piazadovich of MMCRU finished in 39th. On the boys' side of that meet, Ogden and Sioux Central were able to claim the state qualifying nods as a team. Thankfully, on the individual side of things, we do have an area cross-country runner that has made it to the state meet. That would be MMCRU's Lucas Brown, who finished 11th in a time of 18:02.88, qualifying for the state meet, keeping MMCRU's boys team with at least one individual qualifying for state the last few seasons. Brown missed the top 10, which technically is what constitutes a qualifier in Class 1A state qualifying meet. However, a minimum of five runners five runners from each state qualifying meet have to move on to the state cross-country meet. Well, there were not five runners in the top 10 that qualified outside of the team qualification, and so therefore, Lucas Brown ends up going individually with an 11th-place finish. His teammate Clint Staub, not too far behind him, finished in 14th. Galen Catholic's best finish was from Braden Weber, who finished in 24th. Akron Westfield's top finish from Noah Boy, who finished in 29th. And Remsen St. Mary's only runner, Kinnick Moaning, finished in 71st. The team totals from that boys' meet, by the way, Akron Westfield finished in 8th, MMCRU in 9th, and Galen Catholic took home 12th. We go now to the Class 2A state qualifying meet that was held in Orange City at Unity Christian. The girls' side, Unity Christian, won the meet. Roland Story and Cherokee also qualifying as a team. Woodbury Central, Kingsley Pearson, River Valley finished in 6th. It was Hinton taking home 10th as a team. But while the teams aren't going as a whole, both of those programs will have an individual heading to Fort Dodge. On the girls' side, Rachel Putzi of WCKPRV finished in 4th, and she qualifies for the state meet with a time of 20:22.94. It's Putzi's third consecutive trip to the state meet. Congratulations to her on that accomplishment. Also moving on to state was Ava Lang of Hinton, a 12th-place finish in a time of 21:14.19. She's qualifying for state this year as an individual. Of course, ran last year with the Blackhawk girls in their first ever team state tournament appearance, but Ava Lang has qualified individually to place 12th at the state qualifying meet and will run in Fort Dodge coming up next weekend. Congrats to those two ladies on the accomplishment. On the boys' side of that meet, Spirit Lake, Unity Christian, and Garner Hayfield Ventura go 1, 2, and 3 to qualify for state. WCKPRV finished in 13th as a team. Hinton was 14th, and their top finishers were not able to qualify for state. Caleb Bauer of Hinton was 37th. His time 18:51.83, and Devin Metcalf of WCKPRV finished 39th, time of 18:57.97. A full breakdown of those state qualifying meets can be found on our sports and scores and results page, which you can find under the sports tab at KLEM1410.com. We move now to volleyball from last night, where the Lamar's community volleyball team ended their season in a regional semifinal with second-ranked Bishop Heelan in straight sets. It was just such a tough battle for the Bulldogs. The matchup was Lamar's third with the Crusaders in 2 weeks, meaning they were very familiar with each other. The Bulldogs played tough with the Crusaders in the first set, falling behind late to lose eventually by a score of 25-19. Lamar's head coach Jess Wallace says the first set showed that the Crusaders were going to have to respect her team.
I thought the girls went out there and they gave it their all. They played really hard that first set. We showed them that we can hang with them. I know that the second and third set didn't really show that, but there was a lot of rallies back and forth, and I thought that the girls, like I said, really put it all on the court tonight.
And the respect the Crusaders had for them also came from Lamar's effort on every point, as Coach Wallace just alluded to. Bishop Heelan very rarely got attacks to go down on the first swing of a point. Many times, the Bulldog block or back row did enough to keep Lamar's in the point. Coach Wallace says that came from some adjustments in preparation for the matchup.
We were able to kind of discuss some things that we wanted to change from when we played them last. We adjusted our defense a little bit, so I think that really helped us tonight. And the fact that it was the second round of regionals as well, and Heelan, we play them all the time in conference, so to kind of be able to have another chance to be able to play them, I think that the girls wanted to try even harder tonight.
Yeah, but ultimately, the Crusaders wore the Dogs down, winning the next two sets, scores of 25-14 and 25-9. Coach Wallace says Bishop Heelan's up-tempo style of play made things very challenging.
They're very fast, so they were running a quick tempo. That's really hard to kind of bounce back from maybe a slower team that we saw earlier and even over the tournament weekend, and coming back and seeing a quicker tempo. It was hard for us to kind of reset to that. And they have very aggressive hitters, too. They were hitting spots that were open, and they were utilizing their block. They had some really good servers as well, and they kept their ball in play.
The Bulldogs end their year with a record of 12-23. This marks the end for a senior class that is 10 girls strong and have been playing under Coach Wallace now at the varsity level for three seasons. She says this group has rejuvenated some excitement for the program, and she will always be grateful to them for that.
We have a lot of great positive leaders. I think that they have done a great job of pushing our younger girls and even like the girls in middle school and elementary school to really be excited about volleyball. And that's kind of what it's about. When you're a new coach coming into a program, you want girls that are there for you and that are supporting you. And I thought that the senior group did a really great job of taking in a new coach after the last 3 years.
Bishop Heelan moves on to the region final with a 40-3 record, and that region final will be played Tuesday night. Some of the statistical leaders in the matchup: Aubrey Lusing finished with 16 assists, dishing out five of those kills for Lily Kirby, who also had two block shots, four kills for Holly McNaughton, four kills also for Kenzie Neas, and three kills for Haley Feldman in the loss. On the other side of Class 4A Region 2, 13th-ranked MOC Floyd Valley scored a 3-0 win over Storm Lake, so it'll be the Dutch and Crusaders for a region final Tuesday night. Other scores around the area: in Class 3A Region 2, 2nd-ranked Western Christian, a 3-0 winner over Algona. Humboldt defeated Forest City in 4 sets. In Class 3A Region 6, 7th-ranked Sioux Center, a 3-0 winner over OABCIG. And 9th-ranked Cherokee defeated Unity Christian 3-1 in 4. In Class 4A Region 5, 5th-ranked Lewis Central, a 3-0 winner over Carroll. And 12th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton also 1-3, defeating Webster City 3-0. Class 5A Region 4, Sioux City North fell in 3 sets to 4th-ranked Dowling Catholic, and Iowa City West defeated Marshalltown 3-0. Class 5A Region 6, it was Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln losing to 6th-ranked Waukee Northwest 3-0, and 12th-ranked Sioux City East moves on. They get a 3-0 winner over Des Moines Lincoln. You can check out those volleyball scores and more cross-country results as well. They're all on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, we move on now to the sports schedule for today. And, of course, as we mentioned off the top, the football playoffs get underway. Class 8 player through 2A with the round of 32. Let's take a look at some of the area-relevant matchups, starting in Class 8 player, where 4th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's puts their unblemished record on the line, trying to get back to the Unidome. They'll host West Bend Mallard here tonight for the second time this season, mind you. Arweva will be at Fremont Mills. It's Cam at 9th-ranked Grettinger Terrell. Ruth Van Ayrshire, Collins Maxwell is at Woodbine. Over to Class A, and the playoffs begin for 6th-ranked Galen Catholic, who is 6-0 in district play, taking on a St. Albert squad that is just 3-5. However, Coach Schindler says that the 3-5 record is deceiving, and he's going to need every single one of his guys to make sure the Jays can defeat a really tough Falcons squad.
I think it's going to take a total team effort. We got to play together. Play for one another, and just remember what got us here in the first place, and that's playing with good fundamentals, executing on offense and defense, and really just playing for four quarters. And if we do that, then I really like our chances, but we definitely have our work cut out for us.
Our pregame coverage will start at 6:15, but the Radio Iowa Scouting Report kickoff at 7 o'clock. And again, you can hear the contest right here on KLEM Radio. Also in the Class A playoffs, MMCRU is back in the playoffs as an 11-man program for just the second time in school history, meaning the playoffs are still relatively new for the Royals. Head coach Kyle Oswald says it's natural for the guys to get a little extra excited for the postseason, but he's hoping the guys continue to treat it like a normal football game.
Every week in my mind is similar to a playoff game. Every week is important. Doesn't matter who you're playing. You got to respect your opponent. You've got to out-block, out-tackle, and out-execute them. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this shouldn't be any different as far as energy level, but it definitely is. It's you don't get to come back next week if you don't win.
And that matchup for the Royals will be against Logan Magnolia tonight in Marcus. Also in Class A action, top-ranked West Hancock hosts Hartley Melvin Sanborn. It's South Central Calhoun at 5th-ranked Tri-Center, and Sibley Ocheden is at 10th-ranked Woodbury Central. Over to the Class 1A playoffs, 3rd-ranked Hinton is at AHSTW tonight. West Sioux is at 8th-ranked Trainer. Shenandoah is at 9th-ranked OABCIG, and Underwood is at Ridgeview. 2A playoffs, Garner Hayfield Ventura at top-ranked West Lyon, Cherokee's at 3rd-ranked Spirit Lake, Western Christians at Okoboji, and Forest City's at Central Lyon, George Little Rock. To regular season action now, Class A, the extra game that is allotted to the smaller schools, 2A down to 8 player, Akron Westfield will be in action in Lawton Bronson. Over to the bigger classes now. Class 4A District 1, a big matchup tonight at Jim Lorenzen Field. The Bulldogs host Storm Lake and a quarterback in Charlie DeVergston, who leads Class 4A in every passing metric imaginable. Coach Vigdahl says that means his defense will have their hands full.
There's no doubt they're gonna throw the ball over, but the thing that's probably different about them this year than last year is last year their quarterback was a big kid, probably had a good arm, but not super mobile. This guy's much smaller, probably has a little bit better arm, and he's really mobile. I mean, if we stay out of our lanes up front, if we try to rush and get up the field too far, he's going to come underneath all that and run.
Kickoffs at 7 o'clock tonight at Jim Lorenzen Field. Also in Class 4A District 1, big matchup between Fort Dodge at Spencer. Sioux City West is at Denison Schleswig. Still a lot to be determined in that district playoff-wise. Over to Class 3A District 1, MOC Floyd Valley's at 8th-ranked Bishop Heelan. Sioux Center is at 2nd-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Carroll's at Boyden Hall Rock Valley. 5A football, Sioux City North hosts 3rd-ranked Dowling Catholic. 8th-ranked Sioux City East is at 4th-ranked Johnston, and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is at Waukee. For more sports news, check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Tune in to playoff football, Galen Catholic against St. Albert in Akron. Our kickoff coverage starts at 6:15 with the kickoff at 7 o'clock. You can catch it right here on KLEM. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.